Good morning, everyone. Good morning, everyone. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I was glad when you said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Welcome to Teller Tabernacle. Welcome to our Teller family and all of our friends joining through Facebook Live and YouTube Live. We are streaming from Philadelphia, PA, where Elder Jonathan E. Ford is the pastor. I would like to remind you all at the end of service, please exit off the side ramp to our to my right, which is your left. Got that right this morning. Amen. All right. If you please stand, I'm going to say the prayer so we can start the service. Amen. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, God, to say thank you for this past week, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you for every day this week that she's brought us through, God. Thank you for every day this week that she's brought us over, God, that she brought us under, God. However you did it, God, you made us come through it, God, and we thank you for that right now in the name of Jesus, God. God, we give you all the glory and honor, God, for you deserve all of it, God, and none of it goes to anyone else but you, God, for you are God alone, and we praise you for that in the name of Jesus, God. God, I ask that you bless this service, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I ask that somebody receive a word from the sermon that's coming forth from the pastor from you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. May that sermon touch their hearts, God. Hallelujah, God. And bring them back into a closer relationship with you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. May they get to know the healer and deliverer in the mighty name that you are, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, that you will love on them like no love before, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you will allow them to experience the true God. Hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and that you will send down the Holy Spirit to bless them in the name of Jesus, God. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. The scripture for today is James chapter 3, verse 18. Amen. James chapter 3, verse 18. Very short verse, a very powerful verse. Amen. One of my favorite, especially when you work in a very hard environment, this scripture will help carry you through it. Amen. Scripture reads, now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Amen. 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 Now I'm going to invite our sister Leah up to do a sermonic selection. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're so grateful to the Lord for another day that he's allowed us to see and for all that he has done and all that he desires to do in our lives. And so we are always in a position where we want to give thanks because he is so awesome and he's so great and there's nobody like our God. Hallelujah. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Oh, give thanks. Oh, and Lord, if I find favor in your sight, and Lord, please hear I'm desperately waiting to be where you are. I'll cross the highest desert. I'll travel near or far for your glory. Just to see you, to behold you as my King, for your glory, I will do anything just to see. My King, I want to be where you are. I gotta be where you are. I want to be where you are. I gotta be where you are. Oh, for your glory, I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. I want to be where you are. Thank you, Lord. I gotta be where you are. I wanna be where you are. I gotta be where you are. Hallelujah.
The Bible tells us that God inhabits the praises of his people. So one of the things that you can always do to ensure the presence of the Lord wherever you are is to give his name praise. It summons God towards you. You follow what I'm saying? That's all you got to do is just lift it and just begin to thank him. Begin to give glory to his name. And the angels of heaven begin to transport the Spirit of God towards you. Right? So you don't have to wish God was here or hope God was here or, oh, I pray the Lord is with me when I get on this. No. Just begin to praise him. And it guarantees that the presence of the Lord will be where you are. Don't you ever say, I never helped you. If you say that, I'm calling you a liar. I done helped you. I just told all you got to do is praise him wherever you are. And the presence of the Lord will show up in your situation. That's all you got to do. I want to be where you are. That's how I can get God. I can't get to God. But if I praise him, God will come to me. If you don't believe me, you ask Paul and Silas. They're the witness. You ain't got to believe me as your pastor, but believe Paul and Silas in a jail cell. The midnight hour, praises went up. What? The Spirit of the Lord transformed that place. Why? Because that's where he is. He inhabits the praises of his people. The Lord bless you this morning. If you have your Bibles, going through the Word of God, the 128th Psalm. I'm going to invite you to turn there with me. The 128th Psalm, one of the songs of ascent that the children of Israel would sing as they traveled up to Jerusalem, the holy city, for the annual feast. Again, Psalms 128. I'm going to add to the witness out of Proverbs, the 9th chapter and the 10th verse. Amen. Familiar passages. And I'm also going to add Ecclesiastes 12 and 13. Okay. Psalms 128, that's going to be our primary text. Proverbs 9 and 10, it's going to be the witness. Ecclesiastes 12 and 13 will be the witness. Amen. This morning, I'm going to endeavor to give you the key to success in life. Okay? I'm going to try my best to give you the key to success in life. Okay? Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. When you eat the labor of your hands, you shall be happy, and it shall be well with you. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the very heart of your house. Your children like olive plants all around your table. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you out of Zion, and may you see the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Yes, may you see your children's children. And in closing, he says, peace be upon Israel. Amen. Proverbs 9 and 10. Familiar passage. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. The fear of the Lord, that's where it all starts. It's the beginning. That's where it starts. The fear of the Lord. Let's see what the preacher has to say in Ecclesiastes 12:13. Another familiar passage. Now, Proverbs gave us the beginning. Ecclesiastes 12:13 gives us what? The conclusion. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is man's all. Right? King James Version says, for this is the whole duty of man. What's the whole duty of man? Fear God. What's the beginning of wisdom? Fear God. Watch this. If you get it right, I'll sit down right now. What's the key to success in life? Y'all picked this Sunday to come to church. That's it. That's the key. There's nothing more to it. I just gave you the witness on it. All you have to do is set your heart and purpose in your mind to fear God. You do that, you're on the way to your heaven. You're on the way to heaven. Because that's where it begins. And that is also what? Where it ends. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed and holy is your great name. Father, by and through your word, by and with your spirit, help us to learn the fear and respect and reverence due to your name. Teach us how to humble ourselves. Show us how to respect you more than we respect others. Show us how to esteem your name above every name, that we may lay hold to the key of success in life. Whether young, whether old, whether black, white, whether male or female, the words of God are true. That if we fear the Lord, we shall be blessed. Holy Spirit, I pray now that you would amplify the word of God, not only in my heart, but in the ears of the hearer, both in this place and those joining virtually, and cause us to leave this gathering edified and electrified by the word of God, that we might go back to our individual homes and reprioritize the fear of God, knowing that it is in fact the key to success in life. So Lord Jesus, we give you the glory, honor, and all the praise. And all God's people say amen, amen, amen again. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord and who walks in his way. You know what's unique about this particular verse? It is not limited to Christians. You can be a sinner, but have been taught to fear and reverence God in such a manner that God blesses you in spite of you being unsaved. You got to read the text. The text says, blessed is everyone. It didn't say just the saved ones. It didn't say just those washed in the blood. Blessed is everyone. Are y'all getting this? Parents, the best thing you can do for your kids, teach them the fear of God. That's why bringing your kids to church is so important. It teaches them the fear and the reverence for God. And if they get that in their development, if they get that in their life, they get that in their heart and mind, look what it says. God has promised to bless them. Not because you got them Nikes on their birthday. Not because you got them an iPhone when they turn 6. But God, if you can get the fear of God and his name in them early, the favor of God will follow them the rest of their lives. Are you with me on this? Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord. And that fear of the Lord is demonstrated how? By walking in his ways. This is not saying I fear the Lord. This is having the real fear of the Lord such that you change the conduct of your life. Right? I grew up with the way I grew up. We feared our fathers and grandfathers. When they came around, we put our stuff down. They walked in the room, we stopped talking. Why? Out of fear, out of reverence for them. We were taught that. I grew up going, folks said this to me, you stay out of grown folks' business. You shouldn't have heard that because you shouldn't have been in here. Right? When folks, you got to understand, well, that's, I got to stay out of that. No, that's my dad, so I ain't fooling with that. I'm not messing with that. Right? You got to have so many folks today exist and live with no fear, not fear of God, no fear of anything or anybody. For so many people, there are no limits to anything. They can do what they want, when they want, how they want. No one ever taught me. And this is the thing for me. When you learn the fear of God, it helps you give the proper respect and reverence to others in authority. When you can learn to respect the supreme authority, it serves as an example of how to respect those who are also in authority. Right? You with me on this? Everybody who fears the Lord and walks in his ways shall be blessed. Fathers, mothers, children, all who fear the Lord. This is where the witness come in. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. What I'm trying to implore you is the fundamentals. It's the foundation of it all. That's why I'm echoing it for parents and for kids. Because if we can get this young in life, our trajectory is upward. Right? But if we miss it, if we're not taught it, if we've never seen an example of it, we grow up and we have no fear of nobody or no thing. Anybody without fear or respect for anybody or anything is a dangerous person. Are you with me? So the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. People always ask, they want to be smarter. They want to do better. They want to do all that. And they got all this. I'm gotten the book and I'm now doing this. I'm now doing that. And never once did they consider, the word of God said, this is where it starts. Fear the Lord. You start with that. God will start giving you wisdom. God will start opening your mind to things, opportunities, and advantages. Why? Because he sees you as one who fears him. And because you fear him, what? The book says God's going to bless you. Right? I'm forgetting all the education you can get, all the knowledge. I'm for all of that type of stuff. But if you can't get it, if you can't afford it, learn to fear God. You'll be so far down the road, you'll pass those that do have all of that other stuff. Why? Simply because you what? Set your heart to fear the Lord. Am I helping anybody? Here it is. When you eat the labor of your hands, you shall be happy and it shall be well with you. And your wife shall be like a fruitful vine, the very heart of your house, and your children like olive plants set all around your table. Hey, write this down in your notes. I didn't get my slides in. I'm behind the eight ball again. But here, you write it down, right? Out of that passage, this is how God blesses the man or woman who fears him. He gives you provisions. He gives you prosperity. He gives you a fruitful partner. And he gives you a blessed progeny. See that, John and Keish? I got all P's. I kept working. I said, no, I'm not. We're going to work this thing out. Provision, prosperity, partner, and progeny. Right? When you eat the labor of your hands, you shall be happy, and it shall be well with you. When you eat the labors of your hands, that's provision. That means when you work, God will pay you. One of these days, you've got to understand, as people of God, we do not work for a paycheck. That's what the world does. They work for that paycheck. Many of them live from what? Paycheck to paycheck. That's another sermon. But what we want is we work for the Bible says when you do anything, do it as what? As unto the Lord. Right? So I may be working for you, but I'm really serving God. You follow what I'm saying? And when I do that, he says, when you eat the labors of your hands, right, you shall be happy. I know more people today with a job, and many of them with good jobs, who are about as unhappy as a cat with no fur. Look at somebody telling Pastor preaching this Sunday. Lord Jesus, I'm getting this tape. I'm downloading this tonight. Got a job. Got everything you hope you had, they got, and they're just a sack complaining from sun up to sundown. Why? Look at the witness. Because they labor, but when they get it, it doesn't satisfy them. So yes, they have the money. Yes, they have the car. Yes, they have the house, but they're unhappy. And the world is getting rich off of them. You know why? These are all the people signing up for wellness. These are the people that got four or five therapists. I let you have one, but you don't need two or three therapists. If you that unhappy, come see me. I'll sign up as a therapist. If you got that, look. God has the way of blessing you. That whatever you have, we used to sing this in the old church, little is much when God is in it. See, you gotta be old enough to not know that saying, but to live that way. Well, I grew up, me and Cindy was laughing at this. I grew up on Friday nights, my mom, the matriarch, would fix salmon cakes, biscuits, and syrup. And we ate like there was no tomorrow. We ate and burped and farted all night long. Why? It was good. It wasn't fancy. We didn't go out like the other families went out on Friday night. That's what mama cooked. So that's what we ate. And guess what? We were happy like pigs in slop. Our hands all sticky. She would show us, get some of the corner of that biscuit. Get a corner of that salmon cake and dip it. Y'all never ate none. I can look at y'all. Y'all never ate none. Boy, we would eat and eat. And we tell her, Mom, you gotta make another pan of biscuits. We getting down tonight. It wasn't fancy, but it satisfied us. We ate it as a family. We had fun eating it. It was joyful. It was, this is what the Bible says. When you labor for the Lord, he adds no sorrow. These other people, they got it, but they got all the sorrow that comes along with it. All of the worrying, all of the anxiety that comes along with it. Where if you just learn what? To fear the Lord. If you just learn to be thankful for what you do have. That's part of the fear of the Lord. That he promised you that you'll have provision. And not just that you have, but look, read what the text says. And you shall be what? Happy. Raise your hand if you're happy. If you're not happy, make sure you get in the prayer line this Sunday. Right? We used to sing a song, little kids in a Christian school. If you're happy and you know it. That's it. Look, it was small, it was young, it was simple, but it's loaded with theology. If you're happy and you know it. Clap your hand. Would you clap in here? I'm thanking the Lord. Thanking the Lord. Why? Because he has made me what? Happy. All right. Let's see. All right. Here you go. Provision. Prosperity. You shall be happy, and get this. It shall be well with you. Provisions means you have enough. Prosperity means you have extra. A lot of people look at prosperity as meaning, oh, I got it. Someone has an abundance. I want to challenge your thinking this morning. Prosperity, and it shall be well with you. You know what is better than having a whole lot? Anybody know what's better than having a whole lot? I'm going to tell you. Not owing anybody anything. It's better than having a whole lot. A lot of people, that's what they live. Oh, I just want a lot. I want to work 2 jobs, 3 jobs. All right, keep going. Why? Because they're just trying to accumulate. Because somehow in their mind, they have been taught the more you have, the better you are. Where if you get in the Word of God and start understanding the fear of God and to be happy and satisfied with what God gives you, God begins to cancel out your enemies. You know what people who have a lot, you know what the number one thing they have? Haters. The more you get, the more haters you will have. Now, I'm not a witness to that because I don't got nothing. But some of y'all got some stuff and y'all need to say amen if I'm right. That's all you get. More money, more problems. Right? More success, more trouble, more anxiety. But God has a way. He said, not only I'm going to bless the labor of your hand so that when you get it, it'll satisfy you. But he said, I'm going to bless you so that it will be well with you. When David became king in Israel, you guys got to read this. Second, somewhere in there, the Bible says this, this was David's greatest blessing. He finally get his third anointing or whatever, the second anointing. They finally, he's the king, the whole nation. And the Bible says this. He gave him peace with all his enemies. All up to then, David did what? Had to fight for everything. Had to fight Saul. Had to fight the Philistines. Had to fight the Gibeons. David just woke up swinging his sword. That's what his life was. But when he finally stepped into the prosperity of God, it wasn't the gold in Israel. It wasn't the silver in Jerusalem. It was what God said. He gave him peace. All of his enemies left him alone. This is in your, I'm not making this stuff up. That's what you call prosperity. Can you imagine waking up in the morning and not owing anybody? 3 days you remember in your life. You always remember. And hopefully if you're a believer, the first one is the day you got saved. I remember that. I remember the day I got saved. The next day you remember. Anybody know what the next most important day you remember in your life? the day you pay off your car note. I remember that day, Lord Jesus. Not only did I pay it off, I went and got it washed. And everybody looked at me, is that the same car? I said, yeah, that's the same car. But I got it all shined up. I got it all waxed up. Because what? It feels new to me. Why? Because I don't own nothing. I ain't got to send a check to nobody. That $239 that I sent out every month for the last 5 years. What? God said, keep it for yourself. I don't even have to tithe on it if I don't want to, but I will. Because he's been that good. That's the second day. Anybody know what the third day is? If you got this one, you should know the next one. What's the next happy day? The day you pay off that mortgage. If you don't shout on that day, you ain't going to shout ever. If the Holy Ghost don't, if you don't speak in tongues, the day you write that check, you ain't going to never speak in. You're just not. And look, the house is in the same condition it was because you haven't done any repairs, any updates. But guess what? It feels new to you. The grass looks greener on your lawn today. Why? Because I don't owe nobody. And it's quite obvious you folks have not paid off your car or your home yet. So when you do, play this sermon back, I guess. I don't know. Here it is. Provision. Prosperity. Don't owe nobody. And then he gives you a partner. Right? Now, within the context of what he's talking about here, he's talking about a marriage partner. And so that's the immediate context, and we got an understanding in that. But I also want to broaden your thinking. I want you to expand your thinking to also realize that there are other partners in life. And no, I'm not condoning same-sex marriage or homosexual. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is that God will bring someone into your life to help you. That's their purpose. God has orchestrated such a way they enter your life at this time in this season, and their whole purpose is to help you. They may not pay your bills. That's your responsibility. Their job is to help you. Are you guys with me this Sunday? So let's work the context. In context, he's talking about a marriage partner. And your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the very heart of your house. Right? Old Testament texts, Old Testament women. They lived and died for what? Childbirth. Not because they just wanted to have babies. That wasn't it. Every Old Testament woman wanted to give birth to a male child for hope that they give birth to the Messiah. That's how they understood the old. When they went up and listened to those old men talking, they understood the Messiah was coming. He was going to be a male child. And the only way male children get into the earth is through what? The birth canal of a woman. That's why you see in the Old Testament, that's serious business. When a woman gave birth to, not just birth in general, but to a male child. For the hope that God had blessed me to birth the Messiah into the earth realm. Right? So God says, you're gonna have, and the reverse is true too. That's why women felt cursed if they were barren. If they couldn't give birth. In the Old Testament, they viewed themselves cursed by God. That's how they viewed themselves. That's how serious this was. That when they entered into marriage, they wanted, that was their prayer. Their prayer wasn't that a lot of times the marriages were arranged. So a lot of times they didn't even love their husbands when they got married. Because it was arranged. Right? Abraham sent his servant back to his wife's country. Why? To find a wife. His son had no business in it. His father chose his wife. Right? That's how it was. So it wasn't for love. Wasn't for a big house. The women's prayer was, Lord, make me what? Fruitful. Make me fruitful. Cause me to be blessed in my generation. And so, in context, that's what he's saying. That your wife will be fruitful, right? You're gonna have children. But again, in that broader context, I just want you to get this. A lot of people look at it and say, oh, that's great, but, I'm not married. But the broader context is, and I want you to understand this. God sends people into your life the appropriate season to help you. Had an old preacher used to, this would be his favorite saying. It says, the favor of God has two feet. You get that? Anybody get that? As he's always saying, favor has two feet. That means when God shows up to bless you, it looks like this. So many folks, so many Christians are so holy. They're looking for an earthquake. They're looking for a mighty move of God. And they never consider the fact that the lady three blocks down the street. That's God's blessing in your life. But because it doesn't come the way you look at it to come, you what? Miss it. Every day she walked by your house. Hi. Let me know if I can help you. But because you want the pastor to help you. Because you need a bishop to come to your house. Help is outside your door every morning. And you miss it. And your life is barren because of it. But you cannot see nor can you receive the blessing of the partner God has sent to you. Are y'all getting anything out of this message? Now look, if it's too much, tell me to stop and I quit. And it all starts with what? The fear. I'm telling you, if you get this fear of God thing in your life, everything I'm talking about will come to pass. You'll be able to see the blessing of the Lord when it comes. You'll be able to enjoy the blessing of the Lord when it comes. Am I helping anybody? So you got provisions, prosperity. You got a partner, right? A partner. Get this, I'm going to tie both of them together. That causes you to be fruitful. You get it? A partner who causes you to be fruitful. The woman gives birth, but who gets all the glory? The husband. Right? Husband, oh my God, you got a son. Oh my God, you got enough, right? As men, we get the glory, But we did what? None of the work. None of the work. Jermaine got that prayer for all these guys in the hospital started giving me cigars. I'm sitting there thinking, actually, y'all need to give Jermaine. She was the one in there grunting and moaning. All right. Listen, that's what a real partner does. They cause you to become fruitful. And again, you open your mind to what I'm saying. Yes, that's true in a marriage context, but it's also true about the people God send in your life. They will cause you to become fruitful. Now, this is free. This is free. There's no charge for this, but I'm going to give it to you. Watch out for people who come in your life and they want you to make them fruitful. They're not the one. That's not what real friends do. And Lord knows that's not what the man or woman of God who God has sent to you to be your partner does. Now, watch out for people where all they want is for you to make them fruitful. Give to their ideals. Give to their 36th birthday. Watch out for that. That's not the one for you. Right? Say, Lord, help me. Lord, give me the fear of the Lord so that I can see who you're sending in my life. Let me get out of this. Provisions, prosperity, partner, progeny. Progeny, and I had to work it out for John and Keisha. But it's a fancy term that simply means descendants or offspring. Your progeny is what? Your children. Your grandchildren. And the witness says what? He says, you got your wife in the very heart of your house, and your children shall be like olive plants all around your table. Right? That means future blessings. Right? That's how God does it. God does it till what? Till the what? The fourth generation. Every time you give a tithe, every time you give an offering, God not only credits your account, he credits your son's accounts. He credits your daughter's account. Your grandchildren get credit kept on your account, on their account. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Don't make me find it. If y'all make me do it, I'll do it. But this is in the Word of God. The man of God paid tithe and God credited him for four generations. Tithing, Job got it right. Job was so concerned about the tithe, he paid his kids tithe. Job knew the secret to life. He said, if I get it in, I'm going to do this for my, but now I'm going to pay their tithes so that what? I can keep it going. I'm going to keep the, because that's how God blesses. God blesses in multiplicity. Right? How many people are in the world? 6 billion? But when God created the world, he created what? He created one man. And out of that one man, what? Multiplicity. God just keeps going. That's what can happen in your house if you get the fear of the Lord. God will take just one thing in your house, one thing in your life, and that one thing will just keep multiplying over and over and over and over again, right? What am I giving you this Sunday? I'm giving you the what? The key to success in life. All right, I'm finished. We got that provision, prosperity, partner, progeny. You got it. All right, 4 and 5. For behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears. Well, I can't say it any plainer than that. That's the word of God. Verse 4. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. So you don't have to fear the Lord because I said so. Fear the Lord because God said so. God said, if you do it, you'll be blessed. Right? All right, I'll close with this, 5 and 6. The Lord bless you out of Zion, and may you see the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life. And yes, may you see your children's children. And in conclusion, peace be upon Israel. The preacher tells us in the Ecclesia, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Sum it up, Pastor. Give us the conclusion. Give us the punchline. It's the first Sunday of the NFL season. Pastor, we got to go. We already Venmo'd our money in. Because I'm leaving before the offering. I got to pick up a platter of chicken wings. I got 3 hoagies from Jersey Mike on order. Pastor, I got to go. Whether you finish it or not. So let us hear the conclusion. What is it all, Pat? Here it is. He gave it to you. Fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. If you got it, say, I got it. All right, let's stand up. I will not be the reason you miss your chicken wing order. Church, I hope you've been blessed by the Word of God. The Word of God, simple and plain, gives light and life to both the reader and the hearer. So as you begin to chart your course in life, as you begin to aim at the destiny you've set for yourself, just remember that the fear of the Lord is where it all begins. And that the fear of the Lord is where it all ends. And so unto you, our God and our Father, both Alpha and Omega, beginning and end. Of all things, not only in this life, but in the life that is to come. Lord, teach us your ways. Show us how to walk uprightly before you. And above all things, teach us to fear, reverence, respect, esteem, extol and exalt your name. Because now we understand if we do these things, not only will we be blessed, but our house will be blessed. And not only will our house be blessed, but our sons and daughters' house will also be blessed. And not only their houses, but our grandsons and our granddaughters, their houses also shall be blessed. Simply because we learned the fear of God and walked in his ways. And so, Father, I pray a blessing now. Be upon the people of God. Be upon the children of God. That all the promises of God come to pass in their life and in the life of their families. We ask it in Jesus' name. For his sake and for his glory alone. All of God's people say amen. Amen. Amen again. Come on, give them 30 seconds of your best praise. Come on. Come on, your best. Come on, give them your best. Come on, open your mouth. Give them an audible praise. Give them an audible praise. Say something to your God. Lord, I bless you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I give you the praise.
Woo! Woo!
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Woo!
Can we give our pastor a hand clap of praise for that word? Amen. 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 So I'm going to do our call to salvation. Amen. If you would like to receive Christ today, please repeat after me. Oh, amen. Amen. If you would like prayer, please come on up to the altar. Our two deacons here. Amen. Amen. Prayer is such a lovely thing. Please repeat after me if you would like to receive Christ today. Dear Lord, I know that I am a sinner. I know that I deserve the consequences of my sin. However, I am trusting in Jesus Christ, my Savior. His shed blood, death, and resurrection provided for my forgiveness. I trust in Jesus and Jesus alone as my personal Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, for saving me and forgiving me from my sins today. In Jesus' name, amen. If you accepted this call to salvation today, please visit our website, www.tellertabernacle.com, and go to our Contact Us page and check the box, I am interested in becoming a Christian. Amen. And leave us a short message along with your contact information, and someone from our staff will contact you to discuss the next steps in your Christian journey. Amen. Amen. So now we're going to transition, and I'm going to invite Sister Cassie Brown up to do our offering. Amen. Amen. So an offering is a good thing.
Good morning, church. Good morning to the Taylor Tabernacle family and friends. At this time, we will be gathering to worship through giving. This morning, you may give through one of five ways, including text to give, online giving through our website, Venmo, or also by using the U.S. Postal Mail. To give by text message, text the code TAYLOR61 to the phone number 73256, and you will receive a link and instructions. To give through our website, please go to TaylorTabernacle.com, giving, and follow the instructions. To give by U.S. mail, please send check or money order to Taylor Tabernacle, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19139. Venmo at Taylor Tabernacle dash 6309. For those gathered with us in the sanctuary today, you will find two offering baskets on the next side to the ramp door, one for your tithes, offerings, and one for the preacher. Please place your sealed envelopes in the baskets as you exit the sanctuary. Pastor is via Cash App or Venmo, or Cash App $ Pastor Jonathan Ford, Venmo at Jonathan-Ford-25. And as always, we thank you for your continued support of our ministry. Have a blessed day, God.
Amen. Now I'm going to invite Sister Alex DeSources. Did I say that right? Sister Alex. Yes. Was it actually right? Oh, okay. I thought so. Okay, you know. The announcement. Oh, that was close. Yeah, you can get three. There you go. That's good. That's good. Yeah.
The pastor and the leadership team would like to thank you for joining us this Sunday. Our live stream service will continue via Facebook and YouTube Live so that you may continue to join us in worship from your home. Remember to hit subscribe right there on the YouTube page or follow us on Facebook at Taylor's Tabernacle so that you are informed and up to date with all of our upcoming gatherings and dates. If you are not receiving our weekly emails, please send us your new email address and we will add you to the list. Thank you. When you decide to join us for in-person worship, please take your temperature before leaving home and bring a mask to wear. If you or someone in your family has had contact with anyone who has had COVID-19, we encourage you to please stay home. Every first Sunday, we will gather at 8:30 a.m. in person for in-person corporate prayer, followed by morning worship at 10 o'clock a.m. Wednesday nights, prayer and Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. via Google Meet. Sunday school from 8:30 a.m. to 9 o'clock a.m. via Google Meet. We look forward to seeing your child every second, third, fourth, and fifth Sunday. Please don't forget Pastor's YLE Challenge. Farmers Market will be held September 21st here at the Tabernacle at 12 o'clock until 4 p.m.
Amen. Amen. Please stand as I invite Pastor back up to do our benediction.
Thank you, good people, for your faithfulness. And it's get my phone to work here. So a couple of things just quickly. So one, first and foremost, I need your help today. And I'm going to ask you to follow Khalil's direction. In the garden, we have to pull up weeds today. So I'm asking all of the young men, every young man, if you're under the age of 20, under Khalil's direction, you got to do two things. First thing, you're going to have to get the mulch out of my car. So get my keys, open the trunk. I got 15 bags of mulch. They have to come out of my trunk, and they have to go in the yard, the garden back here, up against that back wall, right? That's the first thing. The second thing is we need young guys. Get bags, whatever, everything. We got to go around all of it, and we just got to get all the weeds up, right? Tomorrow, that mulch is going to be put down, so the weeds have to be up today, okay? So again, if we get everybody in and just pitch, just the young guy, y'all can knock that thing out. Boom, 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 boom. Okay? Do that for me. Get the mulch out. Get it in. Get these guys out there. And let's get the weeds up, right? And then tomorrow that mulch will go down. And it'll look like this, that this is God's house. Okay? That's the first thing. Okay? Good. Then this. Then also I wanted to say thank you to everybody. Bishop Ford gave me a great report on last Sunday about how blessed she was and about the hospitality. Her visitors sent me messages about how blessed they were and the lovely spirit of hospitality here in the house of God. And so my thanks to you for being just that, a warm and wonderful church. My last announcement is preparing us for our farmers market, which will take place on the 21st, as you heard, around the corner at Bible Union. Number one, I need everybody that day, okay? I need you, everybody, from 12 to 4. If you can come at 11 and help with any of the pre-work, I would appreciate it. You can stay after 4 till 5 and help with the cleanup, would be appreciated. I'm also asking everybody on that day to wear either a Taylor or Turning the Tide shirt. Right? So folks know who we are. All right? So go ahead. If you haven't done wash, go ahead, get a load or two in. But a Taylor or a Turning the Tide shirt. Right? I want you to wear that on the 21st. And that way everybody who's going to be coming out will know who we are. Amen? Okay, good. So that was my last announcement. All right. Before I give the benediction, Give me a second. This morning, I felt the way my sons feel every Sunday morning. Because every Sunday morning for my sons, Jackson and Jacob, their mother lays out their clothes and says, "This is what you're wearing to church today." And that's how I felt today. My wife laid out my clothes and said, "This is what you're wearing to church today." Let's give the first lady a hand as she comes up. She comes up. And if you have a phone, please take this picture. This is the reason I'm wearing what I'm wearing today. So we could match and everything be nice. Why? Because today is the first lady's birthday. So as a result, these flowers are for her. The red ones are from your husband. The yellow ones are from the church. Yay! So there you have it. She also told me don't preach long and don't get all sweaty. We're going out for brunch after church. So there you have it. Look, she even put out her father's clothes to wear. Said, "Mrs. Sanders, you wearing the suit, man." So we thank God for her and thank God for her being here. And we're going to let the first lady close us out with today's benediction.
All minds are and hearts are clear. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for who you are in our lives. We thank you for what you've done and what you are doing. Lord, we ask that you continue to touch each and every one, starting with our shepherd. Bless us, Lord. Bless those who are not able to get here. Bless those who are sick and shut in. We ask that you allow us to come back into the house of God safely once again. And we ask these and all things in your son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Remember, young guys, get with Khalil. 30 minutes, we can be done.